And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Today, education, the topic of our discussion, as we continue on here with Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board President Kurt Herman. School board meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. inside the Robinson Education Center. I want to talk a little bit about the mentoring program. Annual report going to be discussed here tonight. And
we've got something we're really proud of, and a lot of things, but one of them is the mentoring program we have. Every year, of course, we have turnover. We've got new teachers coming in. A lot of them come in with experience from other school districts, but they're still new to USD 383, and every place has its own culture, climate, expectations. And our mentoring program helps them get acclimated to the school district. And like this year, we had one, it was higher than usual. We had 100 new teachers coming in. And just like in years in the past, our mentoring program provides them with a mentor, a veteran teacher within the district, and they have 3 days of orientation prior to when other teachers come in. And it just gets them where they know, like in our district, the multi-tiered system of supports, how to use Infinite Campus for reporting, just a lot of the ins and outs of operations of the district. So that's part of the mentoring program. Then they also have 6 days throughout the year where they meet with their mentor. In addition to, there's informal opportunities, but there's these formal opportunities during 6 days during the year to help them with their professional development. And it's a really good program. We're so fortunate to have strong mentors, strong new teachers coming in that are learning from those mentors. And I know it's something that you know, Mr. Herman's very proud of.
Yeah, this is a really important program to our district, and I think all districts probably have some type of model like this. But for a new teacher, like Dr. Wade said, there's a difference. These aren't new teachers to our district, because we had quite a few new teachers that had experience, you know, years of experience when they came here. But these are the fresh ones right out of college, and as I look through the list of our mentors, I mean, these are our rock stars of teachers too. These aren't, you know, these are people have been here for years. Like we have Joel Gittle, who's mm-hmm. been the band director at the high school for 25-30 years or so, and Angie Motley's another one I know. So they're not just paired up with a roll of the dice. These are our superstars that actually lead these new teachers. So it's a great program.
And we've got the formal mentor program, but then we also have other opportunities with Kansas State, and we've got a Teacher Leadership Academy program that allows teachers who are interested to be able to get specific training over the course of a couple of years where they earn a master's degree and learn a lot about leadership in general and leadership in education. And it's not just to prepare them to be a principal or a curriculum director. It's we've got an awful lot of leadership opportunities for teachers to take on different roles and responsibilities in curriculum, assessment, sponsoring students, a lot of different things that they can have leadership in. And we know that's important for people to feel like they have ownership and they're contributing to a greater good for themselves and for others. So we're really proud of those opportunities for our staff. We got a lot of things that we're proud of.
Yeah, well, that's great. What a great way to encourage growth for those teachers. Yeah. Let's talk also about construction. I know the bond project is now underway, Kurt.
Yeah, you bet. This is it's an exciting time now that, you know, we've gone from the dream to now it's actually going down on paper. So we're starting to, we've hired the architect firms. We got the construction management firms that are going to come in and do the work for us. The most important thing to these construction firms, you know, is the safety of our students. And, you know, there's going to be some, noise problems and, you know, some interruptions of classes. But, we've done this before, and, you know, so have these companies. They know what they're doing, and we'll kind of shuffle students around. I imagine we'll probably maybe send some students from West Campus down to East Campus while we renovate the high school and add on to that and I'm pleased that we were able to hire mostly local firms to do the work for us. And I mean, but we're on it now. We're doing a parking study right now, or should be starting soon, and we're probably anticipating maybe this summer we'll start doing some of the parking lot work. And so we're rocking and rolling. We're going,
and all the firms that that showed interest and that interviewed were just high-quality firms. We had great firms to choose from that were very happy with who's going to be doing the work for us. And like Kurt said, they've hit the ground running, and they're already looking at how can they compact the schedule, how can they move things around so that we can get the projects done as quickly as possible across the board.
When do you anticipate we might start seeing some dirt moving out there? In the summertime, possibly?
Probably mm-hmm. this summer, yeah.
Yeah, that's the discussions right now, or this summer.
Yeah. One thing that we did in the last bond issue, sometimes there was a couple years, of course, we have to negotiate this, but some of the years we ended school a week early and started like a week later, which gives the construction companies two, three extra weeks in the summer to do some work. So that we may be doing that too, but again, that's something we have to negotiate with the teachers.
All right. Wanted to have an opportunity here for you guys to talk to Lou Lane. He passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, Lou Lane was a longtime coach here, and I think about 30 years. And not one person in this town that doesn't know who he is or didn't love him or have him in some certain way. And even some of our staff, I know Greg Hoyt, the principal at the high school, played under him, and Mike Marsh, mm-hmm. and even there's just people you run across everywhere. And we honored Lou Lane about 5 or 6 years ago. We named the Bishop Field after it, so it's the Lou Lane Field. I had the privilege of working with his daughter for about 10, 15 years now, and great coach, but he was about the person, not just winning games. No.
That's what I've heard over and over about him is people tell me, point to the Lou Lane Field at Bishop Stadium and say, this is the guy that it's named after and why it was named after him. And it's not, the conversation is not about the wins and losses. It's other things that people talk about Lou Lane for.
I think his most common phrase was, don't forget who you are or where you came from.
Right. Wow. And that was... And, the legacy here, I mean, I know he was in multiple state titles and won it all in 1988, but Manhattan football has been pretty prominent here for quite a while, and maybe that's because of him.
I'm sure he laid the foundation for that. I mean, we've always had a tradition, and it started probably with around that time.
Yeah. Very good. And we also have a list of donations tonight.
We do. It's a long list that, as always, we're greatly appreciative of everybody that donates and provides grant funding. This month, it's a total of $32,923.59. So greatly appreciate that. We also wanted to get to some of our announcements that we want people to know about. One of them is the Early Expressions Art Show. It's at the Beach Museum, and it starts, it's today through Saturday. And it's opportunity for our students in 383 to have their art on display in an actual art museum. And it's a great thing for people to go see. There's a reception for the public and families. It's going to be Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Beach Museum. And then there's going to be a recognition of the students at 2 o'clock. And wonderful opportunity. Anybody who hasn't been there has missed something because the pride that the students and families have in their artwork and having it on display is just great to see. So I encourage people to take advantage of the Early Expressions Art Show at the Beach Museum.
Yes, and so we also have, I refer to it as the Jones List, because Michelle Jones always tells us there's things that we're supposed to mention. So the Jones List this week we have the Anthony Middle School, Eisenhower, and Manhattan High School parent-teacher conferences are this week. No School for All Students on Friday, February 8th, which is a couple days from now. Next week is parent-teacher conferences for elementary students. And there is No School for Elementary Only for February 14th and 15th, which is next Thursday and Friday.
All right. Is there school on the 18th by chance, President's Day? I didn't...
No, there is not. But it's a professional development day for our teachers.
Okay. Very good. Well, guys, I think we're out of time, but appreciate you being here. And... drive safely.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks.
And Dr. Marvin Wade and Kurt Herman joining us here from USD 383. Stay tuned. More in Focus coming up after this.